Sharon Carr is the founder of APEACE.
We've assembled a panel of educators because we've tried to negotiate with the school district around the issue of Black history. What we're trying to do primarily is to bring a Black history elective to the school district. And so this event was our way of having the entire community out to observe what it is that we're trying to do here for the children of Montgomery Township. Now, what we hope to achieve is to have the course implemented this year. However, if we are unsuccessful once again with the district, we've asked that the members who represented many different organizations today to return in about 60 days. But on top of that, there is a board election in April. And so we will work as best we can to change the minds or the attitudes of those board members. And if we're unsuccessful, then in April, we hope to change the members of the board.
According to Baruda Kefele, a middle school principal in East Orange, education must also be about teaching people who they are.
Right now, every 4 seconds of the school day, an African-American child is suspended. Every 52 seconds of the school day, an African-American child drops out of school. Every 50 seconds of the day, an African-American child is arrested. So there's a correlation there. No to education, yes to imprisonment. You can't ignore the importance and significance of African-centered instruction and learning, and therefore African curriculum in the classroom. Because again, it gives the students a sense of who they are, a sense of purpose, and it makes learning relevant to who they are.
Dr. Joanne Cunningham, professor of African American and Caribbean Studies at William Patterson University, goes even further and asserts that all students will benefit from Black studies.
What we have out here in the suburbs is desegregation with segregation within. If you are not going to teach that white student true American history, then you will be sending them out into a world of multicultural, multilingual, and ethnically diverse people that they will have no knowledge of. So we're not only being cheated as people of color, but we're also cheating white students.
In the end, the hope and task of transforming public education in America rest with young teachers such as Deetra Smith.
Integration and assimilation can only be done effectively if you know who you are within that group of people. And that's basically what identity is loving yourself, loving your neighbor, respecting everyone. That's what understanding people of color is, making it work.
For the WBAI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.